राधामाधव कुञ्जविहारी जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी यशोदानन्दन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानन्दन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीर वनचारी यमुना तीर वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी
पाद परमहंस परिचकाचार्य शोदर्शक श्री श्रीमद इज डिवाइन ग्रेस इसी भक्ति विदान स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की जय। विष्णु पाद परमहंस परिचकाचार्य शोदर्शक श्री श्रीमद इज डिवाइन ग्रेस भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर श्री प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासि गौर भक्त वृंद श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरिगोवर्धन वृंदावन मथुरा धाम की मायापुर नवदीप धाम की पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की कलियुग पावन श्री हरिनाम संकीर्तन निताई गौर प्रेमानंद ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड गौरांग ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततोचयामुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यां भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्टिकी। हरे कृष्ण। सो आई लाइक टू वेलकम ऑल ऑफ यू ऑन दिस संडे आफ्टरनून प्रोग्राम ऑन बिहाफ ऑफ श्रील प्रभुपाद एंड ऑल द डिवोटीज एंड वी विल रीड फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भगवद गीता एंड डिस्कस सम ऑफ द पास्ट टाइम्स ऑफ लॉर्ड चैतन्य एंड हिज डिवोटीज। सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भगवद गीता चैप्टर सेकंड वर्स 59। विषया विनिवर्तन्ते निराहारस्य देहिन रसवर्जम रसोप्यस्य परम दृष्टा निवर्तते। The translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: though the embodied soul may be restricted from sense enjoyment, the taste for sense objects remains. But seizing such engagements by experiencing a higher taste, he is fixed in consciousness. Purport: unless one is transcendentally situated, it is not possible to cease from sense enjoyment. The process of restriction from sense enjoyment by rules and regulations is something like restricting a diseased person from certain types of eatables. The patient, however, neither likes such restrictions nor loses his taste for eatables. Similarly, sense restriction by some spiritual process like Ashtanga Yoga in the matter of Yam, Niyam, Asana, Pranayam, Pratyahara, Dharana, Dhyana, etc. is recommended for less intelligent persons who have no better knowledge. But one who has tasted the beauty of the Supreme Lord Krishna in the course of his advancement in Krishna consciousness no longer has a taste for dead material things. Therefore, restrictions are there for the less intelligent neophytes in the spiritual advancement of life. But such restrictions are only good until one actually has a taste for Krishna consciousness. When one is actually Krishna conscious, he automatically loses his taste for pale things. Hare Krishna. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं। नमः ॐ विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामी निति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे कौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी कश्यप्य देश तारिणे। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामिने गौरत्विषे नमः। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपिकाकांत राधाकांत नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिंधुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासति गौर भक्तवृंद।
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
Hare. Hare Krishna. So, this is a very, very auspicious month, the month of Kartik, and there are many benefits which can be derived by observing various devotional principles in this month. And this month is said to be non-different from Srimati Radharani. And any activity performed in this month has many, many benefits. And especially we chant Damodarashtak in the morning and evening, which is glorification of the Supreme Lord in his childhood pastimes. And this Damodarashtak is composed by Satyavrat Muni, and he has this desire to constantly meditate on that wonderful form of the Lord, stealing the butter. So this is a very, very high level of devotion one can achieve. Here in this second chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna is explaining to Arjuna that the senses are very, very powerful. In the conditioned state, when the living entity is conditioned in this material body and he has not detached himself from material energy and does not have higher taste, so in that situation what he must do? And in the previous verse also Lord Krishna explained to Arjuna that one should control the senses just like a tortoise withdraws its limbs and remains within the shell. So similarly, a person who is endeavoring on this path, he should withdraw senses from various sense objects and focus on the Supreme Lord. Then one can make progress in spiritual life. And we can see that it is not very easy thing, because there are various sense objects and the senses, they get dragged to sense objects. Five senses are there and each sense has particular sense object, and above all the senses there is mind. Mind is said to be the sixth sense, and which is subtle, which subtle body consists of mind, intelligence and false ego. This mind has power to control the senses. The mind becomes determined, then it can control all the senses. Then there is a possibility of making some progress. And it is not that just the senses can remain inactive. Somebody may think that these senses are causing so much problems. To taste something, you want to taste so many palatable dishes, that is the urge of the tongue, or to speak something, we can see that all over places, so much talking going on every day, morning, evening. People keep talking, so many things. Srimad Bhagavatam also, Shukadeva Goswami explains that there are so many topics. Materialistic people, they discuss, which have ultimately no value. And somebody may think that this process of activity is entangling me in this material world, so therefore I will stop this activity. I will not talk. I'll just keep silent. Is that going to work? It may work for some time, but ultimately that person will become fed up, and again he will start talking something material way. Here Lord is giving the formula for controlling the senses. Many times people have this concept of controlling the senses means not doing any activity, or mind should not think about anything, should not desire, there should not be any thought in the mind. That is impractical, that is not possible, because Lord Krishna himself says in Bhagavad Gita that nahi kashit kshanam api chatu tishta karma krut. Lord Krishna says that not even for a moment one can stop from doing any activity. This is explained by Lord Krishna himself. So what is the possibility that one can stop the mind from thinking? It is not possible. But it is possible to control the mind when it gets higher engagement. Then only it is possible to control the mind. Just like our devotees give example that a small child is playing with some toy or something which parents, they don't want that child to play with them. So if they just take away that toy from the child, then what will happen? The child will start crying more loudly. It will start screaming and for that toy, because you have just taken out a toy from its hand. But if you give something higher and you just slowly take away that toy, then what will happen? That child even doesn't realize that toy has been taken away, because now it has got something higher. So therefore it doesn't mind giving that small toy. And in today's world we can see that in the higher level, this is a childish mentality. People want to grab each other's things. I will take away particular thing from you. And even in the higher levels also, we can see that this mentality is going on. For example, in the cyber world, people try to grab each other's domain names, thinking that now I have captured that domain name. Now he will come someday to me asking for, and I will not give. He has to pay a huge price. Isn't it? This is going on. This is like a childish mentality. So here the formula is given that one should rise above all this by engaging into higher devotional service. And here Srila Prabhupada is making it more clear in the purport that the process of restriction from sense enjoyment by rules and regulations is something like restricting a diseased person from certain types of eatables. For example, a person has become diseased, So he has contracted some disease. Now to cure that disease, he has to restrict from particular type of eatables. And if he continues to eat, even if it is restricted, then what is going to happen? Then his disease is going to increase more. So therefore, he has been asked to restrict from particular type of eatables, which is helpful to him to cure that disease. And if he does so, then he'll be cured. So during that time, he has to restrict himself. So therefore, this process, like we are in this material world and everyone has been contacted with this disease of this material world. Birth, old age, disease and death, these are the four problems which are there for everyone. Nobody can refrain from that. Nobody can run away from that. Nobody can say that I don't want to become old. Time is so powerful that it doesn't spare anyone. Everyone, even he may be the wealthiest person, he may be the most beautiful person, he may be the most strong person, time acts on everyone. So how to come out of all this? So Lord Krishna explains that by following this process, one will not be affected by the miseries of this material world. One has to fix his mind on the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. And then only it is possible to overcome the problems of birth, old age, disease and death. Lord Krishna explains, Dehi nosmin yatha dehi, komaram yavanam chara, tatha dehantara praptir dhiras tatra namuyati. Lord Krishna explains that Dehi nosmin yatha dehi, komaram yavanam chara, that these three problems, komaram yavanam chara, childhood, youth and old age, are going to happen to everyone. It is not that because somebody has renounced everything, so therefore these miseries will not happen to him. No, it is the law of this material nature. As long as one has this material body, that body will be subjected to these types of changes. But what is the attitude of a person who is situated in the higher consciousness? Dhiras tatra namuyati. Lord Krishna says that a sober person is not disturbed by seeing these changes. He sees that body is getting old, there are so many transformations taking in the body, it is having so many diseases, but still he fixes his consciousness on the higher things and that doesn't affect him. Otherwise, when somebody starts becoming old, he becomes disturbed that I'm now getting old, what will happen? One starts becoming depressed. So therefore this knowledge of Bhagavad-gita is so important that one becomes fixed in the consciousness. One realizes that this is going to happen. There is no surprise. If it doesn't happen, then only it is surprise. But the old age is going to come, death is going to come to everyone, and therefore one prepares properly. When he is in the proper consciousness, that is the time one has to prepare. Therefore, King Kulashekhar also prays in that way, that when my body is in the proper state, now only I want to remember the Supreme Lord. Krishna Tvadapadya Padapankajanga Pancharanta Adyaiva Te Manasa Raja Hamsa. pranapayana samaye kapha vata pitta. He's saying that now I'm quite proper, my health is proper, everything is proper. Now let my mind remain fixed at the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. And he gives that analogy of the mind as the Rajahansa, as the swan. And this swan has a proclivity or a tendency to go to the stream and remain there. So similarly, he is comparing his mind to a swan, Paramhamsa. And he is saying that let my mind remain at the lotus feet of the Lord. Because when at the time of death, all these kapha, vata, pitta, they get choked up at the throat, then there is no possibility of remembering you. I will not be able to remember you at that time. So therefore, King Kulyashekhar is praying that at now only I want to remember you intensely. And this realization can come when one realizes the urgency. When one realizes that time is very short and I have to prepare. And then whatever preparation he has done, that will be tested at the time of death. Correct. Radha Gopinath Prabhu, he gives 7 days Bhagavad Gita course, and he has a very wonderful statement always he quotes: life is a preparation and death is an examination. Everyone has heard this. Correct. So it has got quite deeper understanding that one has to prepare every moment. One should not think that let me wait till I become old, or still there is time. Time doesn't wait for anyone. So therefore, one has to prepare in that way. And to fix the mind on the different pastimes of the Lord, Lord Himself comes every yuga. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharat abhyuthana adharmasya tadatmanam sujamyah paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha dushkutam dharma samsthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. Lord Krishna says that I come every yuga. Paritranaya sadhunam. What is the purpose of coming into this mortal world? Paritrana, to protect the pious and to annihilate the miscreants. We can imagine that what is the position of this earth in this universal manifestation. This earth is a small spot, maybe smaller than that, in the entire universe. This universe is so big. There are so many planets in this one universe. And Earth is a very, very small, tiny planet. And this is one universe. And there are millions and millions of universes which come out of the body of Lord Mahavishnu. Yasaika nishvasita kala vatham alambya jivanti. So Brahmaji says that yasaika nishvasita kala, that when Lord Mahavishnu, he exhales, at that time these universes come out of his pores of his body. And this is one of the universe. And in one universe, you can see that there are so many planets. And there is one earth planet. So in that earth planet, Lord Krishna comes every yuga. Of course, he goes to all the different universes also. It is not that he comes only in this universe, but he goes to all the universes. He expands himself and goes there and performs wonderful pastimes. And especially in this Kali Yuga, it is said that this is a very, very important period. And in this Kali Yuga, Lord come himself as Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the most merciful incarnation. And when he comes, it is said that he comes in a one day of Brahma. Now if we calculate what is one day of Brahma, it is 1,000 cycles taken together that consist of 12 hours, and such is the night. 1,000 cycle means one cycle consists of Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapara Yuga and Kali Yuga. So we can calculate how much time is that. That is one cycle. And 1,000 cycles taken together, Sahasra Yuga Paryanta. So if we take the time calculation, it is so many trillions of years. And during that one day of Brahma, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes. So we can imagine how rare it is. 1,000 cycles means 1,000 Satya Yugas, 1,000 Treta Yugas, Dwapara Yuga and Kali Yuga. And in that one Kali Yuga, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes. And this is the present Kali Yuga. And he had come almost 500 years before. And Srila Prabhupada explains that recently, 500 years compared with so many trillions of years is not much. So therefore Srila Prabhupada says that recently Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had come. And what he did? He came with his associates and gave love of Godhead, which was not possible to get even in previous ages. And it is said that before the advent of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he had already bestowing his mercy to so many of his devotees. In fact, all the acharyas, Sripad Madhvacharya, Sripad Ramanujacharya, had got revelation that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going to advent in the future ages, future years. And in that way, they were continuing to worship Lord Krishna. And when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, he gave his mercy to his devotees, those who came in contact with him. All of them, they got his special mercy. And it is explained that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had his special ways, three ways of giving mercy. Sakshat, Avesh and Avibhav. So in these three ways, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave his mercy to all the devotees and they achieved love of God. When people saw Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanting, dancing in front of Lord Jagannath's Rath Yatra, seeing the ecstatic emotions of Lord, people were receiving the love of God. You can imagine, just by looking at the beautiful form of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they were achieving the highest perfection of their lives. all the anarthas were getting eradicated and they were getting the highest thing, Krishna Prema. So that is the mercy of the Lord. Then Avesh, he is to give his empowerment to his devotees, and these devotees would act in such a way that as if they are giving the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this also was observed in the case of Nakula Brahmachari. And Avirbhav, he manifested himself by the prayers of his devotees. He used to manifest whenever his mother Shachi Mata used to make offerings, he would personally come and eat. And sometimes she would think that because when Lord would eat, the food would disappear. And she would think that whether I have prepared the food or not. And again she would start preparing. So that was the reciprocation Lord had with his mantra. And of course when Narasinghananda Brahmachari used to meditate, that time also Lord used to reveal to him. So in this way, during the time of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we can see that how he gave his mercy and they achieved love of God. It is said that his mercy did not end there. His mercy continues to flow. And it is said that Lord Chaitanya wanted to give his mercy to devotees who are going to come in the future. So therefore, he told Srila Lokanath Goswami, who was like his classmate, and Bhukarva Goswami, to go to Shri Vrindavan Dham. He sent them to Vrindavan and told them that they should rediscover the lost holy places. And he told especially to Srila Lokanath Goswami that in the future Narottam is going to come and you have to initiate him. That was the instruction given to Srila Lokanath Goswami. And Srila Lokanath Goswami, he went to Shri Vrindavan. Now also devotees are going to Vrindavan. Correct. Because Vrindavan is a very, very holy place where Lord Krishna himself had performed his wonderful pastimes. As we can see, the pastime of stealing the butter was performed in Vrindavan, Gokul Dham. So all those holy places are there. Lord, he continues to perform these pastimes even now. These are called Aprakat Lila. We may not be able to see with our eyes, these material eyes. So therefore we need spiritual eyes to see that these pastimes are going on even now today. And those who are imbued with the devotion, they can see that these pastimes are still going on. And to the external world, to the external eyes, it may appear Vrindavan to be quite austere, or it is becoming more commercialized now, things are not kept clean. So even at the time of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he had that anxiety, transcendental anxiety, that he wanted that to establish the holy places. Because after Lord Krishna's disappearance, there were many foreign invasions, especially at Vrindavan. Many holy places, many temples were not kept properly. They were broken and by the foreign invasions. So therefore, Lord wanted to re-establish all those and to maintain the sanctity of that place. So therefore, he sent Srila Lokanath Goswami there. And Srila Lokanath Goswami went there. He stayed there in Vrindavan. And he established Sri Sri Radha Gokulananda temple there, Sri Sri Radha Vinod temple there. Later on, he heard that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taken sannyas. So he became quite anxious to see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And therefore, he decided to go to Puri, Jagannath Puri, to see Lord Chaitanya in the form of a linen sheet. So he started traveling. From Vrindavan, he started traveling to Puri. And at that time, there was no communication. No mobiles, no emails, no phone calls. And they used to just start walking. The journey was also quite difficult. And after many days, when Srila Lokanath Goswami reached Puri, he realized, he heard that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has gone to South India on his South India tour, delivering so many devotees there, giving Krishna Prem. So he decided to go to South India. After so many days of travel, but still he did not give up the determination. He started walking, following in the footsteps, tracing where is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When he went there, he heard that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has already left from there and he has gone back to Puri. So he decided to again go back. He again started walking to Puri. And on his way to Puri, he heard that Lord Chaitanya has gone to Vrindavan. So he again started going back to Vrindavan. And he reached there, Vrindavan, and he heard that again Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has gone back to Puri. So he could not meet. Again he came back to Vrindavan. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is sitting in everyone's heart as super soul. He gives the direction, he gives the intelligence. He realized the transcendental anxiety of Srila Lokanath Goswami and he came in his dream. And he told him that you don't worry. You stay in Vrindavan only. Because in the future Narottam is going to come and you have to initiate him. And you just keep meditating on my previous form. You will not be able to see my form of a sannyasi. So he stayed there. Almost throughout his life he stayed there in Vrindavan only, waiting to Narottam to come. And when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to chant and dance, in between he used to shout sometimes Narottam, Narottam during the kirtans. And some of his associates could understand the mood of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that there is some personality who is going to appear named Narottam in the future. And especially Lord Nityananda, he could understand. And one day when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was going towards Vrindavan, he stopped at Ramkeli to meet Śrīla Rūpa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami. So at that time, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he looked in the direction of Khituri village and he saw the deep blue waters of Padma River. And he started shouting, Narottam, Narottam. And he was shouting so loudly that the ecstatic symptoms of love of Godhead were appearing on his body. He was becoming too much ecstatic and he was falling unconscious. So Lord Nityananda could understand his mind and he was trying to control Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Later on, Lord Chaitanya told Lord Nityananda that tomorrow we will go to Padma River and we'll do kirtan there. And next day they went there and they were doing kirtan. And that time Lord Chaitanya revealed to all the devotees that today I'm going to enter into Padma River. I'm going to take bath there. I'm going to store love of Godhead in this river. And this will be received by Narottam in the future. And what is the sign that I'm storing this love of Godhead? That when I enter this river, Padma River, it will start swelling. It will start overflowing. And when Narottam is going to receive, the similar things will happen. So in this way, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed to all the devotees there that in the future, Narottam, a great personality, the topmost one, is going to appear. And in this way, Lord Chaitanya entered there in the river Padma and it started overflowing. And it is said that the personality of that river, she appeared there and asked them that, how I am going to understand whom to give this love of Godhead in the future? So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained that when he enters to take bath in this river, he will start overflowing like this. And he will be a great personality. So in this way, it was known to Lord Chaitanya's confidential devotees that Narottam is going to appear. And Lord Nityananda decided to stay there. And Lord Chaitanya also told that in the future you will guide Narottam how to go to Padma River and take bath there. So in this way, Lord Chaitanya, he wanted that even in the future his mercy to continue. And later on it is said that in and around time of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's disappearance in the early 16th century, Srila Narottam Das Thakur appeared in the village of Kheturi Gram, which is now in Bangladesh. But this place is quite wonderful place even now today. because few years before we had been there, and this place is so nice. It is in the middle of the fields. That place is still, there are some devotees staying. They are continuing to worship there, and that sanctity of that place is still maintained. So it is a very wonderful place where Srila Narottam Das Thakur appeared in the month of Magh, on the day of full moon. And it is said that this child had wonderful qualities. When it was time of annaprashan, food ceremony, means when the child starts eating the grains, first grains, that time they were trying to feed the child, but he was not eating. So that time one Vaishnava devotee, he came there and gave some prasad to Narottam, and he happily ate it. So therefore they could understand that he is a great devotee and we should give him always offered food. Later on, when the child was growing, he was so much attachment to hearing Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. And there was one Brahmana named Krishnadas. He used to recite the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And by regularly hearing these pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srila Narottam, he became more devoted to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he decided that he has to dedicate his life to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. And when one day he was taking rest, Lord Nityananda came in his dream, and he told Srila Narottam that tomorrow in the morning we should go to Padma River and he should take bath there, because Lord Chaitanya has stored his love of Godhead in that river, and you are going to receive that. So immediately he started going to that river in the morning, and when he took bath there, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself appeared in the divine form and embraced Srila Narottam, and his heart was overfilled with love of Godhead. And of course the river Yamuna also started overflowing. So in that way he received the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He got that Krishna prema, and his bodily complexion was transformed. He was blackish complexion, but after taking bath he became golden complexion. And he was so much immersed in love of Godhead, he was just chanting and dancing like a madman. So when people, they saw that such a transformation has taken place in this child, because he was quite young that time. When his mother saw, mother asked him, "What has happened?" So he told that, "Now I don't want to remain here. I want to go to Vrindavan. I want to meet Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu." That was his desire after taking bath in River Padma. And they tried all their level best to pacify him, Because they were quite wealthy. His father, Krishnananda, he was king of that place, and he was concerned that he should not renounce the world, because he was the only child. If he goes, then who will take care of my kingdom? So that was his concern. But Srila Narottam was blessed by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he was so much showing the symptoms of love of Godhead that he had no desire to remain in this kingdom. And out of love, his father had almost imprisoned him at home. He had kept many guards so that he doesn't escape. That was the concern of his father. But one who has got inspired by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, no amount of external barriers can stop him. So one day there was one Muslim governor. He wanted to meet Narottam, because people started knowing that this youth is a very, very divinely inspired youth. He has special affection for the Lord. He is not an ordinary person. So the Muslim governor wanted to meet Srila Narottam. And when he went to meet governor, of course there were many guards with him also. But Srila Narottam, he realized that this is now the opportunity to escape. And he escaped from the guards and started going to Vrindavan. He could have come to Navadvip, but then he thought that these guards will follow him in Navadvip first. So therefore he went straight away to Vrindavan. He took the path of jungle and forest and started walking there. And he was walking continuously for 3-4 days. And he was so fatigued, he was so tired. But he was so much eager to meet Lord that he could not stop. And because he was prince, his lotus feet were blistered because of walking so much. He was feeling tired. And at that time he felt very tired, and one Brahmana came, golden skin Brahmana came and gave some milk to him to drink. And he drank that milk, and he felt he felt little better, and he was just resting. And at that time in the dream, Lord Nityananda came and told him that the person who gave you the milk is no other than Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So it is his desire that he should go to Vrindavan. And he just came out of the dream and started running towards Vrindavan. And it is said that at one time the guards found him. He was on the way to Vrindavan, but still guards, some other, chased him and found him. So at that time he explained to guards in such a wonderful way that they became so much compassionate towards him. And in fact one of the guards gave him some money so that he can properly go to Vrindavan. So that was the journey towards Vrindavan Srila Narottam had. And when he reached Mathura, he went to Vishram Ghat. And sorry, when he was in, after 3 days, he was tired and he was taking rest. That time Srila Rupa Goswami and Srila Sanatana Goswami came in his dream. Mm-hmm. Not Lord Nityananda, Srila Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, they came. And then they told that to proceed towards Vrindavan. And when he went there to Mathura, he went at Vishram Ghat. And where that time he met another Brahman. And he rested there for some time. And he told that Srila Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, they have passed away from this material world. So when he heard that, he was so tormented by that news that he was almost unconscious. But then all these personalities appeared before him, and that Brahmana could also relate that he was talking with them. And then later on he went to Vrindavan, and when he saw Sri Govindev temple, that time he was so happy to see Lord Govindadev, and he was appreciating Srila Rupa Goswami so much for establishing the temple. And that time he was told to meet Srila Jiva Goswami, who was nephew of Srila Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami. And there he met Srila Jiva Goswami, and all of them, they welcome Narottam because they knew that he is going to come here in Vrindavan. And he was there staying in Vrindavan, serving all the Goswamis and sadhus there. And he was very much inspired by the humility of Srila Lokanath Goswami. And he approached Srila Lokanath Goswami for initiation. And of course, Srila Lokanath Goswami, out of his humility, he told that you are already initiated by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because you have received the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu already. So what is the need of giving you initiation? But then he was insistent and he continued to serve. Later on, he requested Lord, means Srila Lokanath Goswami. Then he told that you continue to serve. And he was serving for almost 1 year, chanting. And Srila Narottam Das Thakur, he did wonderful service to Lokanath Goswami. Such a menial service. When Lokanath Goswami in the early morning used to go to respond to nature's call, Srila Narottam Das Thakur, he would go there and clean the places, all that, and keep everything nice and clean. So Srila Lokanath Goswami was observing that somebody is doing this service. And he inquired, who is doing this service? One day he was hiding behind the bushes and saw that Srila Narottam is doing this service. So then he was so much worried. He just told him that, why you are doing such a service? You are a prince. So he, later on, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again came in the dream of Lokanath Goswami and almost chastised him and asked him, why you are not giving initiation to Srila Narottam? Later on, Srila Lokanath Goswami decided that he will give initiation to Narottam Das Thakur. And then he had arranged everything properly, all the paraphernalia for giving initiation, and he decided that I will initiate only one disciple in my life, and that is Srila Narottam Das, and I will not initiate anyone in the future. And he had only one disciple, Srila Lokanath Goswami. He had only one disciple, and that was Srila Narottam. And he gave him initiation, and at the same time he gave him the special mantras also. And at that time he revealed his divine form, what he will be doing in the spiritual world, which is not so easy, because he was on that level, he could reveal that. And for the ordinary persons, it is recommended that they should chant the holy name, this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, in a prescribed way on the beads, minimum 16 rounds. And then follow all the regulative principles and serve in the mode of servant of the servant. And then when the heart is clear and the heart becomes pure, then the Lord will reveal everything within. There is no need of separately endeavoring. So therefore it is very important to follow the acharyas. And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj, who is the spiritual master of His Divine Grace Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, he explains that there is one Siddha Pranali Mantra, and that one should always follow, and by which one will be able to get the realization of what is his divine form in the spiritual world. There is no need of separately endeavoring, and that is Trunadapi Sunichena Tarorapi Sahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadari. This is the Siddha Pranali Mantra Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj has given. To become humble than a blade of grass, to become more tolerant than a tree, to offer respects to all the living entities, all of them, and to expect nothing in return. In that way, one will be able to chant constantly, always. And when one is chanting constantly, then gradually he will develop the taste for the holy name, and then he will become more advanced and realize everything. There is no need of separately trying something. So in this way, Srila Lokanath Goswami explained, he revealed his divine form, and he told him that he is Vilas Manchari in the spiritual world, or Champak Manchari, who is assisting Champak Lata Gopi for boiling the milk. So that was the revelation was given to Srila Narottam Das Thakur. And because he was so much advanced, that whenever like he was chanting and doing his service, he used to get absorbed into his transcendental service to the divine form of Sri Sri Radha Krishna in the spiritual world. And sometimes he would go so much, he would become so much absorbed that sometimes he would assist in that pastime, and he would see that the milk is boiling over, and he would just with his bare hands, he was to go and pick up the pot, and his hand used to get burned. So this is a pastime which always goes on. Of course, in Krishna Leela also we can see that Yashoda Maiya also, she is also worried that the milk is boiling over. And therefore, sometimes she keeps Lord Krishna aside and goes to take care of the milk. Because what is that milk? It is not an ordinary milk. That milk is taken from the best 1,000 cows and fed to 100 cows. And the milk which comes from those 100 cows is fed to 10 cows. And from that which milk comes, that is used to make the butter and all the different items for Lord Krishna. And that milk was spilling over. And that's why Mother Yashoda was thinking that that is important now. Because ultimately that milk is for Lord Krishna, baby Krishna. And it should be for him. It should be, it should not go waste. Spilling over. So therefore she sometimes keeps the child aside and goes to take care of that milk. And of course many things happen during this. Acharyas have various ways of interpreting these pastimes according to their divine realizations. Some Acharya says that the milk was thinking that what are the feelings of the milk, because in the spiritual world all things are personalities, they have got emotions and they want to reciprocate with the Supreme Lord, they want to assist the Supreme Lord in their unique way. And the milk was thinking that what is the use of my life if I am not able to serve Lord Krishna? If Mother Yashoda only is going to take care of the child, then what is the use of living? So therefore milk wanted to perform suicide by entering into fire. So therefore the milk was boiling over to enter into the fire. So of course Mother Yashoda came and protected the milk. And at that time Lord Krishna became angry. Baby Krishna became angry. He was thinking that I am important. You should be taking care of me. Why you are taking care of the milk? So therefore baby Krishna went to he went inside to break the pots. He thought that I will break all these matkas, all these pots where the this butter has been kept. And he goes, and of course he is quite small. He cannot reach the ceiling where the all the matkas are hung there. So what he does, he takes help of the mortar which was used for churning the butter, and he stands on that and he tries to break the pots. He breaks the pots, all the butter starts spilling everywhere, and he eats a lot of butter and feeds all the monkeys and all of them, his associates. That time Mother Yashoda comes. She realizes that he's a naughty boy. He has done some mischief now. Now I have to punish him. She comes with a stick to punish the child. And as you know, sometimes children, small children, are very swift. They just run quickly. You cannot catch them so easily. Suddenly they will come, touch the feet and start running. So Mother Yashoda was quite heavy. She was not able to run behind Lord Krishna so easily. And he started running here, there, because he had small feet. He had all the butter was spilled over everywhere. So all the white footprints were everywhere. He was running around everywhere. And Mother Yashoda was also chasing him everywhere. But she was not able to catch the child. And after some time she caught the child. Then he became so afraid. Lord Krishna becomes afraid seeing the stick of Mother Yashoda. It is said that everything fears. The fear personified also fears Lord Krishna. Everyone has particular fear of Yamadutas and so many things in this material world. But the fear personified also fears the Supreme Lord. But here, that Supreme Lord is afraid of Mother Yashoda's stick. Can you imagine? He is afraid that Mother Yashoda is going to beat me with that stick. What is this stick? It is nothing. And Krishna's power is unlimited. But still, under the influence of Yoga Maya potency, Lord Krishna reciprocates in such a wonderful way that he becomes a child. He reciprocates in that bhava. And whatever the emotions of parents towards the child that are exchanged in the Vatsalya bhava. And for the parents, it is important that they should train the child properly. So therefore, Mother Yashoda's concern is that he should not become a mischievous child in the future. She is not realizing that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because under the spell of Yoga Maya, she feels that he is my child. Even Nanda Maharaj also feels that he is my child. And I should train him properly. Although he had killed so many demons when he was quite young. So that is the mood. And Lord Krishna becomes afraid of Mother Yashoda's stick. Mother Yashoda also feels that if he becomes too much afraid with the stick, then it is not good. So therefore she keeps the stick aside. And she decides that I have to punish the child. So therefore she decides to bind the child with the mortar, because that mortar had helped this in that stealing of butter. So therefore she brings the rope which is used to tie the cows and everything, and she tries to bind the child, Lord Krishna, but he is not getting bound. Always two fingers short. She brings some more rope, increases the length of the rope, still again two fingers short. So again the acharyas explain that why this happened. Because Lord Krishna cannot be bound by anyone. Even the greatest of yogis, they are meditating on the Supreme Form of the Lord. They are meditating for so many hundreds of years, performing so many severe austerities, but still they cannot get the claims of his lotus feet or the toe of his lotus feet. Because without the mercy of the Lord, nobody can understand him. So therefore Lord Krishna cannot be bound. Two fingers, acharyas explained, that one is our endeavor and another is Lord Krishna's mercy.
Without these two things, we cannot realize the Supreme Lord. So therefore, to realize the Supreme Lord, we should endeavor from our side, try to please Him by performing wonderful services, and at the same time, the Lord also should reveal. And sometimes acharyas explain that we may think that I am endeavoring so much, doing so much chanting, following all the regulative principles, and doing so many services, but still, why Lord is not revealing? One may think like that, but it is explained that sometimes Lord doesn't reveal because He wants that we should become more purified, and that will increase the intensity of the service, and therefore sometimes Lord doesn't reveal even to the great devotees also. Sometimes it may happen that they are under so many difficulties. Does that mean that Lord is not protecting? Lord is protecting His devotees, but He wants especially that they should exclusively depend upon Him. So therefore, it may appear that Lord is not reciprocating, but Lord is always taking care of all the devotees. He knows everything. Even in the greatest of difficulties, He will help the devotee in such miraculous way that He will increase His intensity of service. So therefore, the Lord was not getting bound. But then Lord Himself decided to get bound, and He was bound by Mother Yashoda. And then later on, as we know that when Lord Krishna was bound, He started crawling, and then He came in between these two trees, huge trees. They were standing in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj for many years, and witnessing the wonderful pastimes of Lord Krishna. Can you imagine? Just every day, so many wonderful pastimes Lord is performing in the house of Nanda Maharaj. So many sages, they cannot witness, but every day they were watching that in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj, Lord Krishna was playing, running around here, there, stealing the butter, and so many. It's so wonderful because Lord Krishna is the most attractive person, and when He is the small child, children are sometimes quite attractive, and sometimes when they start talking, then one forgets everything, isn't it? They have got some special potency of making you forget, or sometimes they make you angry also, both ways. So Lord Krishna is the source of all the transcendental rasas, and when He is the most attractive person, and especially when He is the small child, He is the most attractive child. And therefore, when He is running around here, there, looking in different directions, so that mesmerizes. Even Mother Yashoda also sometimes was chastising Lord Krishna for eating dirt. And when Lord Krishna opened the mouth, then what happened? He showed all the universal form, and in that Mother Yashoda was seeing that she is looking into the mouth of Lord Krishna. That also she saw. So sometime it just Lord Krishna put her into a different spell. And again he closed the mouth and smiled at Mother Yashoda and she forgot everything that she had seen this wonderful form. So these two trees were standing there for many, many years, and of course there is history behind this tree. And these two trees were Manigreev and Nalakuvar. In their previous lives they were cursed by Shila Narad Muni to stand there for performing some offense towards him. And that offense turned to be a great benediction, because that curse was turned into a great benediction, because now they were able to witness the wonderful pastimes. And then they were liberated from that form of a tree, huge trees, Arjuna trees. And it is said that Mauritius, some devotee was telling that those trees are there, very huge trees, and they stand for many, many years. These trees live for many, many years. Even there are storms, they don't fall. But these trees were delivered by Lord Krishna. So in this month of Damodar or Kartik, this wonderful pastime had taken place. And especially on the day of Diwali, this pastime took place, or Deepavali. And that was the service given to Srila Narottam Das Thakur. Srila Narottam Das Thakur in his original form used to perform that service of boiling the milk. So later on, of course, Srila Lokanath Goswami sent Srila Narottam Das Thakur to Srila Jiva Goswami to study under him. And there he met Srinivas Acharya and Shyamananda Pandit, and they became so close friends. And later on Srila Jiva Goswami gave them a very, very important task. He gave all the Gaudiya Vaishnava literatures to all these three saints and told them to take to Bengal to make the copies, because in previous ages all these literatures were written with hands, manuscripts. And when they were getting old, means they were written on the leaves, kadachas, so it was very difficult to read it. If somebody wants to study Srimad Bhagavatam or Vedic literatures, then they have to be written again, and then one can have another copy. Of course, in today's world we can print many, many books with the printing presses. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sir Thakur, he wanted that these printing presses to print the Vedic literatures so that people can take advantage. And at that time Srila Jiva Goswami sent them to Bengal so that these scriptures can be written again and to translate into Bengali language and to spread there. And of course in between we know that at the place Vanavishnupur, miraculously these books, the literatures were stolen by King Birambir, and that was a great disappointment for them, because that was the only treasure they had. You can imagine that all Gaudiya Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Siddhanta is lost. It is such a great loss. And they were so much worried, because books, they, if there, there are books, then we can continue like teaching others next level of generation. So they were so much worried, but later on Srinivas Acharya, he stayed there in Vanavishnupura, and later on he met King Birambir and he made him devotee, a Vaishnava. And Srila Narottam Das Thakur, he himself went to Kheturi Gram along with Srila Shyamananda Pandit, and there he initiated his own cousin Santosh Dutt, and he made many many disciples there, all wonderful disciples there. And there are many pastimes there. Will not go so much into details now, but the essence is that because this is the month of Kartik, and later on we have a special month of book distribution. In this month we distribute books of Srila Prabhupada, and Srila Prabhupada wanted, in fact Srila Prabhupada expounded more, translated Srimad Bhagavatam, made these wonderful books available into English languages, and he wanted that especially in the month of December devotees should take this opportunity and go all out and distribute these books, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chandra Chaitanya Charitamrita, to whoever we meet, because this is a great necessity. As the Kali Yuga is advancing more and more, people are becoming more averse to spiritual life. They think that it is a waste of time, and this can be practiced when we become old, but there is no time. One should take this opportunity. This human form of life is so rare. After going through so many species of life, one achieves this rare human form of life. And one should utilize that form to perfect his life. And especially when one has come in contact with this wonderful parampara, Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Parampara, in which Srila Prabhupada, he recently appeared. We can say just few decades, just not more than 30-40 years Srila Prabhupada was there. We might not have seen him, but when we hear his dear disciples speaking about him, or when we see the videos about Srila Prabhupada, then we can realize that how much he struggled to write, translate these books, to print these books, and to distribute these books. So therefore, during this period we can take out some time. It's a great sacrifice. Distribution of the books is not an easy task. It's quite difficult to convince a person to purchase a book. He doesn't have faith, but somehow or other we have to give him that book, because it is like the medicine. Just like here also Srila Prabhupada is explaining that this process is like medicine. And one doesn't want to take medicine, but if he takes it, it is for his good. So similarly, we can, for our purification and for the mission of, in this mission, Srila Prabhupada's mission, to become the assistant or to become the servant of the servant, we should try to distribute these books so that people, those who are going away from the goal, they can come more closer. Srila Prabhupada used to tell that Indians are so fortunate because they are so close to Krishna that we just practice it little bit and they can perfect this life. They don't have to come again in this material world. But the foreigners, they are so far actually, means they don't have basically the faith in the Lord. For them it is so difficult to convince them that there is God, there is a science, spiritual science, and there are beyond this material, means after death there is life. It is so difficult to explain. But Indians are so close to it. But what is unfortunate condition? Although they are close, they are going away from Lord Krishna. That is a misfortune. So therefore, by giving this message, by giving these books, we can make them more fortunate. We can make them more closer to Lord Krishna. So that is that way we will also remain fixed in Krishna consciousness. For our purification also we have to